Today we will be studying Tehillim Tzadik Chet, the 98th Psalm. This psalm, like the two preceding it, present a universe bursting in song and celebration of Hashem's revelation of his wondrous salvation of his chosen nation. Here too other nations join in the celebration of God's love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. Moreover, this psalm personifies the seas and rivers that join in the symphony of praise sung by the mountains by trumpeting and applauding the arrival of Hashem, who has come to judge the whole world. Lest we view this psalm as a repetition, a chorus echoing two chapters preceding it, we take note of the subtle differences in style and substance of this remarkable and divine poetry. One word, mizmor, differentiates the opening of our chapter from the opening of the 96th psalm. I venture to say that while 96 was an invitation to sing, this chapter adds the musical accompaniment of instrumentation, of the stringed instruments, the kinnor, and then the trumpets and the shofar, followed by the clapping of rivers and the roaring of the seas. Thus, Radak explains that zamru means bikli negina, with musical instrumentation. Shiru is with the mouth. Furthermore, while Psalm 96 invited all Israel to sing and declare Hashem's impending salvation, this chapter celebrates God's miraculous redemption of his people as if it had already occurred, astounding all of the nations and arousing the joyous participation of all creation. Shiru la Hashem shir chadash ki niflaot asa. Hoshia lo yemino uzroa kocho. Sing a new song, for God has made great wonders. His right hand has saved. His arm, holy arm, redeemed us. Without the aid or mediation of any person or nation, Hashem's right hand, his arm alone, wielded a great victory over evil. And in saving his people, all people rejoiced, for the Geula brings peace and prosperity to the whole world. Malbim differentiates between Yemino, God's right hand, and Zroa Kocho, his holy arm. Clearly, these are just metaphors, for Hashem has no form or body. The laws of nature, which God had created, are symbolized by the left hand, whereas miraculous intervention that momentarily override natural law are symbolized by the right hand. When God responds to the merits and virtuous deeds of Bnei Israel, he makes miracles with the right hand. But when Hashem saves Bnei Israel, though the majority do not deserve miraculous intervention, we attribute God's wonders to the right arm. Le'enei hagoyim gila tzidkato. God revealed his righteousness, his justice, to the eyes of all of the nations. Explains Fono that with the coming of Moshiach, which this psalm celebrates, Hashem will reveal not only his power, but his righteousness, and all nations will come to see that the suffering of Israel and humanity had purpose and meaning, and the salvation of Israel and subsequently of all humanity were products of Hashem's love. Zachar chasdo ve'emunato leveit Israel. Hashem will save his people out of his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the promises made to our forefathers. Sfono, however, posits that the Yeshua will come because God will remember the chesed and faith of the Jew, who remained loyal to God even when it seemed that Hashem abandoned him. As Yirmiyahu foretold, Zachartilach chesed ne'uraich אהבת כלולותייך, לכתך אחריי במדבר. God cannot forget our unconditional love when we were willing to die for him on Kiddush Hashem, even in the desert of the nations. Not only Midbar Sinai, where we followed Moshe, not knowing where our next meal would come from, but even Midbar Ha'amim, the wilderness of the nations, the long golus among hostile nations, we remained faithful despite persecution, pogroms, and the horrific Inquisition. Our poet dares to personify the inanimate, inviting the seas, the rivers, and the mountains to join the music of the orchestra and to sing along with the choir in celebration of the coming of Hashem to judge the world. Radak explains that the imposition of God's judgment, of morality that distinguishes virtue from vice, kindness from cruelty, must bring joy to the whole universe that had been put in peril by the unbridled reign of evil and chaos. In chapter 96, the poet declares that God's judgment will set right the imbalance that threatens the earth's survival, ensuring that it does not collapse. Hashem malach af tikon tevel bal timot yadin amim b'meisharim. Then the survivors of Judgment Day will rejoice, for God adjudicated the universe and the nations b'tzedek. Tzedek is a balancing of law and mercy. But in the previous chapter, in the 96th Psalm, we were told that God would judge them be'emunato. Now, literally, that means by his faithfulness. Mitzudat David treats the word be'emet as if emet and emunah are synonyms. Malbim indicates that tzedek, righteousness, justice, requires a careful assessment of human behavior, and on that basis, judging the entire universe. Consequently, when man became corrupt, when man's ways no longer justified their existence, the Ribbono Shel'Olam allowed chaos to reign and the waters of the flood drowned the entire world, save those that were rescued in the ark in the days of Noah. But when Hashem had promised that he would again not destroy the world because of the deeds of man, the world had become, if you like, absurd, chaotic, a place where, in fact, no moral law seems to take hold, where, like the fish in the sea, one man consumes the other, the big, prey on the little. God judges the world, Tevel, according to the behavior of human beings. But when he had promised that he would not do so again, he allowed, as it were, evil to survive, to thrive even, but just for a little while. With the coming of the Moshiach, that justice will be set aright, and Hashem will again judge the world according to how human beings behave. And he will judge nations, says Malbim, by means of natural law, which means that the evil nations, or those that stood by silently while evil was perpetrated, will not see great miraculous, extraordinary events bringing about their eradication. They will, in fact, implode under their own weight. And it will seem like it was natural means, be it earthquake, volcanoes, or wars. Thus came the end of the Roman Empire. Thus came the end of the Greek civilization. Thus came the end of the Third Reich. In contrast, in our Mizmor, which describes God's kingdom after Milchemet Gog u'Magog, after the coming of Moshiach, we will hear that God judges the world through no intermediaries, not through natural events that are sometimes called acts of God, not through storms or typhoons, but rather directly by Meisharim, Yishpot Tevel Betzedek Ve'amim B'Meisharim, for the surviving people who make it through the final judgment day, the Ribbono Shel Olam will again impose a judgment that balances law and mercy, and that judgment will come b'meisharim, according to Malbim, meaning in this case directly and not with any intervention.